Monday night or L'chof Iyot.
Okay, there is a diyun in the poskim about during Sfira attending a simcha where the person whose simcha you're attending obviously, is mutter to make his simcha and his music. But it's not, according to your minhag, it's usher. So there are those that forbid it. There's a Chassam Sofer, a Chuvash Chassam Sofer, that seems to forbid it in a certain circumstance, unless you have 33 days anyway, and it's only a Chumra Ba'alma. It's not so clear what the Chassam Sofer is talking about. But Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe is very emphatic that it's mutter, and that I think is the common custom. Rav Moshe says, look, if someone gets married before the 3 weeks, and then there's a Sheva Brachas, he's not talking about the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks might be more chomer. But if someone gets married on Lag Bomer and then they make Sheva Brachas, so they can be besimcha, and they, the chasen kala, it's a yomtiv shalohem, so it's like other things, because it's already kala simcha, but other people are making the sheva brachas, and they're doing things that maybe otherwise they shouldn't do. So obviously, it's the iser, sort of the minig slash iser, was chal on those who are making the simcha, and if it's mutter for them, then participants are mutter as well. Alir, it might not be so in the 3 weeks. I don't think people have music, for example, at a Sheva Brachas if it goes into the 3 weeks, when they get married before the 3 weeks. I don't think it's so. But I think in Sfira they would have music, I think, by Sheva Brachas. We'll see what the Kornfeld does tomorrow night or tonight. We'll see. Anyway, now it's after Lag BaOmer, so it could be more makil anyway, because probably the chumrah of not getting married or maybe listening to music until Rosh Chodesh Sivan is certainly begether a chumrah bialma. Okay, so that seems to be the common custom, I think, to go to simchas where the shaylos. I'm not sure. Like, let's say Sfardim. I don't know if this would apply. Sfardim have a psak that the whole sphere, they can have music by a Suda's mitzvah. So, I guess it would apply if an Ashkenazi is invited to their simcha. I imagine that this Rav Moshe would apply. So, they would be friends with Sfardim. So maybe, no, I'm glad the Makbid, it's a big issue downstairs with the hall. When the music, they have a psak, it's mutter. I'm talking about now Sfira, not the 3 weeks. They have a psak for any Suda's mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, obviously, is the most common example, because no one's getting married. So they are allowed to have music. But it's a problem. The shaila is what to do if the music wafts upstairs and it's heard outside. And, it's basically an Ashkenazi neighborhood, I would say. On the other hand, Eretz Yisrael is like a big melting pot, really, and it's all over. So I don't know if you could say Ashkenazi neighborhood. It's very hard to say. So it's an issue. It's an issue. I don't know how do we deal with it probably differently every year. Like upon him, between Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, we are more makbid that the music shouldn't be heard outside. I spoke it over with Rav Kornfeld Grada. Just to go Chilul Hashem, so to speak, quote unquote. Even if it's mutter for them, but it's a neighborhood, it's a dover tamua. It would be a dover tamua to have music. So at least between Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, we had a sort of no excuse then. So it could be makbid. But then they don't listen. What are we going to do? They have a psalm. Vavadya Paskins, it's mutter, and others do as well. So it's an issue. Okay, today's Kenyan Torah. You have to ask Rav Hanan. Where's Rav Hanan? Is he here? So you'll ask him in the Gidrei Hora'ah. You'll ask him about the Gidrei Hora'ah, what to do. You teach about the Gidrei Hora'ah? Is that part of the curriculum? Is part of your curriculum the Gidrei Hora'ah? Okay, so you'll ask Rav Hanan what to do. Okay, the next Kenyan of Torah is is Einu Machzik Tova Liatzmo. That could mean one, it has two basic meanings. One is you can't stop. Einu Machzik Tova Liatzmo, it means you can't pat yourself on the back. Patting yourself on the back can have two not good manifestations, two not good ramifications. One is you take it easy, and there's no such thing as taking it easy. Torah is Ein Sof. You always have to chazer. You always have to learn more. There's always more to learn. You can't be machzik tova la'atzmo and like pull up on the throttle. You gotta just keep on trucking. There's no etzer. If you don't like it, you know where you're gonna get plenty of rest. You don't want to talk about it. So you just have to keep on working and learning. And Einu Machzik Tova Liatzmo has that ramification. The other ramification is that no matter how much you accomplish and how much you know and how much you, if without Siyata Dishmaya, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing. Everything is a gift from Hashem. So that's the other ramification of Einu Machzik Tova Liatzmo, that it's not you. And it's a blessing from Hashem, one's abilities, capabilities, the ability to be in such a wonderful shul and learn by Rav Hanan and Rav Jacobson. I mean, it's a gift. It's a gift from Hashem. So we have to, and when you realize it's not you, that's a Kenyan Torah, because then, like, you acknowledge where it's coming from, and you're able to be, that so you'll have the Siyata Dishmaya to make a Kenyan on Torah that way.